This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we explore the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. All you have to do is get to the phones and call the number that will put you right to our studio lines. And so once again, this is your opportunity to get on Science Fantastic. And with us today, later on, we're going to bring on a cosmologist who will talk to us about black holes. But in this hour is your hour to shine. And remember that no question is, quote, too dumb or too stupid to put on radio. Just remember that years ago, there was a young 23-year-old gentleman who asked himself a stupid question. And that is, if an apple falls, does the moon also fall? Does the moon fall because of the same forces acting on an apple? Well, it took a few years for him to solve that problem. But when he did, he changed world history. His name was Sir Isaac Newton. And he came up with a theory of gravity and a theory of mechanics that allowed us to build rocket ships, skyscrapers, modern bridges, most of the architecture of the 20th century and 21st century owes its origin directly to Isaac Newton's laws of motion. So, no question is too dumb if you give us a call at 612-564-8135. And also, in the end of February, I'll be on a book tour. That's right, maybe I'll be signing your copy of my latest book. It's called The Future of Humanity. The Future of Humanity in Outer Space. You know, we're going to go back to the moon next year, and then we're going to send astronauts after a 50-year hiatus, and then on to Mars by the mid-2030s. And beyond that, perhaps terraforming Mars. And beyond that, perhaps even leaving the solar system in starships. And some people think that our ultimate destiny may lie in the stars. We'll find out about the science behind our future destiny. And once again, the book is called The Future of Humanity. Okay, well, once again, you can call the number 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Okay, well, let's move right along and take the first listener phone call.
Steve Winters, Las Vegas, Nevada. If a star 500 billion light years away went supernova and we were just looking up at the sky at the right time to when that light was reaching us, would we see the explosion or would we just see the star extinguish and go dark? Thank you.
Well, first of all, if a star is one light year away from us, it'll take a year for light to reach us. So if a star is, let's say, 500 million light years from Earth, and we see the explosion, then it exploded 500 million years ago. So the night sky is a time machine. You're not looking at the night sky as it is. You're looking at the night sky as it was. Now, what will you see? Well, first, you will see the explosion. You'll see a gigantic fireball. And out of the fireball, when it starts to condense, then at the very center of the fireball, you may see a neutron star, a star which is the remnant of the supernova explosion. A neutron star, by the way, weighs about as much as the sun, in fact, if not more, but size-wise, it's the size of the Earth. So after this titanic explosion called a supernova, you get a tiny little remnant, the corpse of the original star. And if you take a teaspoon of it, a teaspoon of white dwarf material will weigh as much as a mountaintop. And so just remember that what we see in the cosmos is not what is actually there. When you look at yourself in the mirror, for example, you're actually seeing yourself a billionth of a second ago. Because it takes about a billionth of a second from light to go from your face to a mirror back to your eye. And then the question is, of what use is this? Well, we use supernovae as a standard candle in which to judge distances. A star that is very close to us looks very similar to a very bright star that is very far from us. And so it's hard to tell the difference between a close star that is dim and a far star that is quite bright. That's why we need a standard candle. And there's a certain type of supernova, supernova type 1A, that is the standard candle. So this discussion is not academic at all. This is how we measure the size of the universe. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Ronald Price from Louisville, Kentucky. My question is, it's kind of long, so bear with me. I've believed for many years that it would be possible to migrate the Earth away from the Sun when needed in the next couple billion years when necessary. Since the Moon has no atmosphere, it's no different than a giant spacecraft that can be manipulated with rockets mounted to its surface or attached to stilts, where the rocket exhaust is far enough away to not create an atmosphere on the Moon. I was taught long ago if the Moon wasn't revolving around the Earth due to momentum, the Moon would fall towards the Earth. If we kept the Moon from falling towards the Earth would then fall towards the Moon. However, if we kept the Earth and the Moon at the same distance from each other, the Earth will migrate towards any direction the Moon is pulling it in. Thus, at the right trajectory, we could migrate the Earth away from the Sun and, theoretically, take the Earth with us anywhere we want to go without the need to abandon it. Will it be possible to migrate the Earth anywhere we want to go with the advanced technology obtained in the next couple billion years? Thank you very much.
Well, at first your question sounds preposterous. However, serious astronomers have actually looked into that very question. You see, 5 billion years from now, the Sun is going to eat up the Earth. The Sun will devour the planet Earth, and all life will be extinguished. Therefore, some people have advocated moving the Earth. Now, the Moon, it turns out, does not have enough energy to draw the Earth away from the Sun. Plus, you have to move the Moon, which, of course, is in itself a very big task. However, we have asteroids. Asteroids from a very far distance. It wouldn't take much to nudge an asteroid so that it comes whizzing by the Earth and executes a slingshot maneuver. And because the asteroid whips around the Earth, it actually pushes the Earth away from the Sun as a consequence. Now, if you do the math, you can show that the Moon is not big enough, not suitable enough, not fast enough. But asteroids whizzing through outer space may do the trick. You have to have a lot of them. You have to synchronize them just right. But, hey, billions of years from now, we may have no choice. Either we leave the Earth or we move the Earth. Okay, well, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. Stay tuned for the next segment when we continue to take your listener phone calls at the following number, 612-564-8135.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic. Once again, this hour is your hour. But if you want to know what I'm up to, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org. I've written 3 New York Times bestsellers. And if you want to know more about me, then go to my book tour. I'll be traveling through many cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington, New York. And the book I'll be talking about is my latest, and that is The Future of Humanity, Our Destiny in Outer Space. Some people think we could be entering a new golden age, of space travel. After 50 years of spinning wheels around the Earth, we're now going to go back to the moon. It's official. NASA has stated that, yes, there's money. We're going to go back to the moon and then on to Mars and beyond that, the solar system. So find out more about the new space age by getting a copy of my book coming out in late February, and that is The Future of Humanity. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Justin, and I live in Oxnard, California. And I have a question about full immersion virtual reality. Do you think full immersion virtual reality is going to have a big impact in mental health in the future and tourism? Thanks.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. Full immersion virtual reality is when you create an imaginary world, partly by putting on goggles, but also perhaps sending messages directly into the brain itself, creating memories that weren't there before. Now, we can't do that yet. We have virtual reality goggles, of course. But if you go to my book, The Future of the Mind, you realize that, yes, in the future, we may shoot memories directly into the brain itself. Now, what does this have to do with mental health? First of all, many people take drugs because of the harshness of reality. They want to escape. And, of course, the problem is drugs are addictive. Well, virtual reality, to the best of our knowledge, is not addictive. Well, at least so far, we haven't found too many people that are addicted to virtual reality goggles. And so this could be one way to tackle a mental health problem. Not to mention that depression is one of the main problems facing us mentally. Millions of people are afflicted by it. But with full immersion virtual reality, perhaps we'll be able to create a new reality for these individuals to give them hope, to give them a connection to their fellow human being. And so some people think that, yes, maybe it could even affect our mental health. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Andre. I wanted to ask Dr. Kaku, what is the technology or thing that you find promising of the 21st century that you are looking forward to? And I would love to hear more about what you think is the most revolutionary thing that's bound to happen in the next decade. Thank you.
Well, going to the next decade and beyond, I think BrainNet could be a game changer. Now, today we have the Internet, but you can't send emotions, feelings. You can't send how you feel on the Internet. Memories, knowledge, things are private in your brain. But now we're beginning to decode the signals of the brain. And some people think that one day we'll shoot memories on the Internet. Now, in animals, we can already do that. With mice, we've been able to record memories, and these memories can be sent on the Internet. Now we're doing it with monkeys, and after that, perhaps with Alzheimer's patients, so that we could have memories flooding the brain of an Alzheimer's patient so they don't wander the streets. And beyond that, perhaps entertainment. Think about it. The movies could be replaced by BrainNet. Instead of seeing a blank screen with sound, you'll feel the emotions of the actors. You'll see the memories that they also see. Now, we can't do that yet. In animals, all we can do is send snippets of small memories. But the very fact that we can do that at all is amazing. And so eventually, BrainNet may replace the Internet. And also entertainment. Who wants to see TV or radio or television when it's nothing but a blank screen or a sound, when you can actually feel what the actors and actresses are feeling? To find out more about BrainNet, get a copy of my previous book, The Future of the Mind. Okay, well, let's go on to the next listener phone call.
Is a boson made of matter or something non-matter, like you fall out from Kapolei, Hawaii?
You ask a very interesting question that I'm actually working on right now. It turns out that for the past 50 years, we've been smashing atoms apart with our gigantic particle accelerators. And when we smash protons apart, what do we get? More subatomic particles. We get a zoo of them. And we're trying to now categorize and sort them out. We realize now there are two kinds of subatomic particles you get when you blow up a proton. One is the bosons, as you pointed out. They have a spin, and the spin is integer, 0, 1, 2, measured in certain units. But then we have other particles like electrons, protons. They are fermions. They have half integral spin. And so our bodies are made out of particles that spin, some of them with integer spin, 0, 1, 2, and some with half integer charge, like a half. Now, why should you care? It turns out there's a symmetry that links the bosons to the fermions, and the symmetry is called supersymmetry. It allows you to mix one with the other. And it turns out that symmetry could be the ultimate symmetry of the universe. It turns out that all known subatomic particles can fit into this new nomenclature of bosons and fermions, giving us the potential of a theory of everything. You see, everything is made out of bosons and fermions. Electrons are fermions. Light is a boson. Everything you see and touch is made out of these two particles, and the symmetry that turns a boson into a fermion is called supersymmetry. And if you want to know more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, which talks about higher dimensions, string theory, the 11th dimension, and the possibility of a theory of everything, which eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. He wanted a single equation that would summarize all known laws of the universe. A single equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long. And that's the goal of supersymmetry. And so when you talk about bosons, you're really talking about the building blocks of reality itself. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, sir. This is Shane Adkins in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm curious what you think about the Higgs particle and how it relates to the creation of God in the modern time and possibly the death of God in the modern time. Thanks.
Wow. You ask a big question. However, the press has called the Higgs boson the God particle, so I guess it's a fair question. So let me jump right into it. First of all, scientists blow protons apart to find out what matter is made out of, and we find a curious particle that was predicted by the theory called the Higgs boson, and that was the last missing piece of the standard model of particles. So far, looking at the thousands of particles that we've cataloged, we've been able to put most of them into a chart called the standard model. It's a rather ugly theory. In fact, I think it's perhaps the ugliest theory known to science, but it does seem to work. And so the Higgs particle was the last missing piece of the standard model. Now, is the standard model the ultimate theory, the theory of everything? No, it's too ugly. It has 36 quarks. It has 19 free parameters. It has a whole zoo of bosons and fermions. And after the break, we'll say a few things about how all this relates to God and the God particle. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic as we explore the cutting edge of science. Once again, this hour is your hour. All you have to do is give us a call. 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can get on national radio. Well, first of all, we were talking about the Higgs boson, a particle which won the Nobel Prize for several physicists a few years ago. And why call it the God particle? Well, it turns out the man who coined it was Leon Lederman, an acquaintance of mine. He's a Nobel Prize winner. And he wrote a book about the Higgs boson, and his publisher thought the book was too boring. And he needed a new title. So the editor went into his grab bag of sensational titles and came up with the God particle. Well, my friend Leon Lederman was horrified, but hey, the editor overruled him and the name stuck. So you see, it is really a misnomer. The Higgs boson is nothing to do with God. However, you ask a question about God and it's a fair question. First of all, Einstein was asked about God repeatedly. And he said there are really two kinds of God in his question. In his mind, there's the personal God, the God that you pray to, the God that smites the Philistines, the God that grants your prayers. He didn't believe in a personal God because the universe is so grand, it's so great. Why would the universe care whether or not you get a bicycle for Christmas just because you prayed to God for that bicycle? Einstein believed in a different God, and that is the God of order, the God of harmony, the God of beauty. He thought the universe was so grand, so incredible, that it could not have been an accident. And he considered himself to be like a little boy walking into this gigantic, gigantic library. And all he could do was take out the first book in this library, read chapter one. And that was the state of modern science, reading the first page of chapter one, when there's an entire library ahead of you. Now, Galileo was also asked the very same question. And he said that, well, you see, science has a purpose. The purpose of science is to determine how the heavens go. But religion has another purpose, and that is to determine how to go to heaven. So, in other words, science is about natural law. Religion is about ethics, how to be a good person, the golden rule, how to be part of the community of humanity, how to love your neighbor. And he thought there was no conflict between the two. The problem, Galileo thought, was when a natural scientist begins to pontificate about ethics, or when a religious person begins to pontificate about natural law. So as long as you keep the two distinct, there's no problem at all. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lasso. I'm from Seattle, Washington. I'm trying to find out what your thoughts are on Al Cuvier's warp theories and how they apply to what we're doing with quantum physics and string theory, and if we could ever possibly achieve faster than light travel. Thanks.
Well, you ask a question which is at the cutting edge of modern physics, and that is, can we break the light barrier like they do on Star Trek every night? Is it possible to go faster than the speed of light? Well, Einstein is the cop on the block, but Einstein himself left a loophole, and we'll talk about the loophole after the break. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue
continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, hey, we're talking about what's on your mind. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden you have this brainstorm. Or something catches your fancy, but hey, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, for God's sake. There's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts at 4 o'clock in the morning will be heard on national radio. And so, give us a call. Okay? Because on Science Fantastic, we talk about what you are interested in. We talk about the universe. We talk about health. We talk about science and technology. We talk about all of this on Science Fantastic. Well, let's move right along and take the next listener phone call.
So, I was wondering about the expansion of the universe, and if possibly it's because dark matter itself is using thermal expansion from the heat of the planets and the suns, and maybe that, if we're all just floating in a fluid of space, maybe that's why things are flying apart. But I don't know. My theory is I don't think it's going to fly apart and die off. I feel that if the energy and the heat dissipates, then the dark matter will shrink back down, just like when metal or liquid or gas cools off. So maybe the universe won't continue to expand and go out, but maybe it'll condense back in and perhaps create new energies and new balances. What do you think about that?
Okay, well, let me try to answer the last two questions and in the same breath. The earlier question was about warp drive. And you see, Shakespeare gave us a picture of what the universe looks like when he said that the world is a stage and we are actors and actresses making our entrances and exits on the stage of life. That's a Newtonian view, that space is flat and we are actors walking on the stage of life. Then comes Einstein, who says, not so fast, the stage is warped. Therefore, when you walk on the stage of Shakespeare, it's actually warped, and you feel something pushing you to the left, pushing you to the right, and that's called gravity. Now we realize it could be a trap door. A trap door in Shakespeare's stage of life. So you can take a shortcut between point A or point B. Then we had Miguel Alcubierre, a physicist in Mexico, an acquaintance of mine,
who startled the physics community by saying, well, there's yet another theory of Einstein where the stage of life has a carpet on it, and the carpet is folded up, so you can literally leap distances faster than the speed of light. Let's say you walk across a carpet. Most people walk across the carpet the old-fashioned way, by walking point A from point A to point B. But let's say you have a lasso, and you lasso a table, and you yank the table toward you so that the carpet folds up, crumples up. Then you simply hop across the carpet, and you went from point A to B by taking a shortcut. That's the Alcubierre drive. And how did he get the idea? Believe it or not, he was watching Star Trek. On Star Trek, he noticed that instead of going through a hole, like a wormhole, on Star Trek, they compressed the space in front of you. And he actually found a solution which did that. By compressing the space in front of you and expanding the space behind you, you can go faster than light. But there's a catch. There's always a catch to these warp drives. First of all, you need enormous amounts of energy on the scale of a black hole. And then you need an exotic form of energy called negative energy, which is extremely rare. It does exist. It's extremely rare. And that's the engine that drives the Alcubierre drive. So, sorry about that. We physicists have yet to be able to calculate and be able to produce enough of this negative energy to make warp drive possible. And then the question was, what about dark energy? We'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we had a question about dark matter. You see, the universe is expanding. And so we were talking about the stage of life, a metaphor given to us by William Shakespeare himself, that we're actors dancing on the stage of life, making our entrances and exits. Einstein says the stage of life could be warped. And that gives us the force of gravity. That's what gravity is. But now we realize the stage of life could have trapdoors. These are called wormholes or shortcuts between point A and point B. But then Alcubierre, a Mexican theoretical physicist, gave us yet another way of going faster than light, and that is by compressing the space in front of you. Now we realize that the stage of life is expanding. So far beyond the stage of life that Shakespeare envisioned, we now have an expanding stage. And then the question is, what is causing this expansion? We think that there is a new form of energy out there. Again, negative energy and negative matter. And we think that is pushing the stars and pushing the galaxies apart. Now, the caller that called in asked another question. There is this dark matter in the universe. It's invisible, surrounds the galaxy, and we have ample evidence that it really is there. An invisible form of matter that holds the galaxy together. And because it's invisible, it's extremely hard to detect in the laboratory. But you see, when things get hot, they expand. For example, when you ride in a train, have you ever noticed you hear the clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack on the train when the train wheels go over the rails? Why? Why do you have that annoying clicking sound? And that is, the rails are not actually touching each other when they lay them down. They're separated by a small gap. Why? Because hot metal expands. And you don't want the rails to expand and warp. You want them to expand so they just barely touch each other. And that's why the rails are separated by a fraction of an inch, and that causes the clicking sound. Another way to see the fact that objects expand when they get hot is if you have a stuck jar. If the lid of a jar is stuck, you run it under hot water. Metal expands faster than glass, and so you can easily then turn the lid of a stuck jar by putting it under water. Also, if you live in a multi-story house, you know that the second floor is hotter than the ground floor. Now, what does this have to do with the question that came in? This person had a novel idea. Maybe dark matter is expanding, pushing the galaxies apart because it's hot. Well, nice try, but it turns out that there's not enough dark matter in the universe to cause the expansion of the universe. You see, dark matter basically surrounds the galaxies. And the galaxies, in turn, are small little dots compared to the enormous size of the universe itself. Nice try. So, and by the way, I should also point out, in all fairness, that there's a Nobel Prize out there for anyone who could tell us what dark matter is. It's invisible. There's some of it in your body right now. The earth is moving in a wind of dark matter as it goes around the sun. But it's invisible, extremely hard to detect. It's in your living room, for God's sake. And we're moving in a wind of dark matter. But so far, nobody has been able to show what dark matter is. Now, the leading theory of dark matter comes from string theory. String theory is what I do for a living. In fact, I'm the co-founder of string field theory, one of the main branches of string theory. String theory says that all particles are like resonances in a rubber band. And the more they vibrate, the more particles you get. So what you see around you, the bosons and fermions that you see around you, are nothing but the lowest octave of a vibrating rubber band. Well, the rubber band has higher octaves. And these higher octaves, well, they're invisible. Bingo! We think that is dark matter. And so dark matter, this is mysterious matter that holds the galaxy together, we think is a higher vibration of the string. Now, as a byproduct, it means that every single high school science book has to be rewritten. High school textbooks say that the universe is mainly made out of atoms. Wrong. Sorry about that. It turns out that dark matter is not made out of atoms. It's a new form of matter. The first new form of matter discovered in 2,000 years, ever since the Greeks wondered about atoms. And so we have this mystery. What is dark matter? The leading theory, which is not proven, is that it's a higher octave of a vibrating string. But hey, maybe you have a better idea. And if you have a better idea, then tell me first. We can split the Nobel Prize, you and me, and maybe I'll give you something, because of course it's your idea, maybe I'll give you a subway token for all your effort. Okay, well, let's move right along. I think we have time maybe for one more phone call.
My name is Mark Scher. I hope you can help me. I find it very interesting in the equation that Einstein wrote, E equals mc squared, that light is the factor that allows you to allows you to change from matter to energy. So light must have some intrinsic property that allows it to be the conversion factor. It's got to be more than just the speed, like the serendipity that the speed itself of light causes. There has to be some intrinsic factor involved in light.
Okay, well, we have to wind up. Let me say one more thing, though. It's not that light itself is so magical. The speed of light also applies to gravity. It applies to subatomic particles. So light is not special in terms of E equals mc squared. It turns out that all particles have to obey E equals mc squared, and that gravity also travels at the speed of light. And the speed of light is the upper limit for all subatomic particles, not just light. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on national radio on Science Fantastic.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.